Hey, this is Trevor. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Trevor, call me back.
I want to talk about Kevin Durant, and I think he's going to remain a Brooklyn Net. All right, we saw what happened with my boy Aaron Rodgers, and the Green Bay Packers, and I do believe the Brooklyn Nets don't have to trade slash listen to Kevin Durant. Straight up, tell him no, you're not going anywhere. And so what if he doesn't play? I don't think his value goes down. We just saw what happened with Zion Williamson. Hey, if he doesn't play a year, his value probably goes up. I understand player empowerment, but I think this is a little crazy. Real talk. This is a little crazy. I also want to talk about the gift I got from my girlfriend, okay? I'm insecure. I'm an insecure guy. Trevor, call me back.
Good morning.
Bagsy, thanks so much.
For calling me back, how is it going today?
Oh, man, calling you for the first time in July, man. Wow, slacking. What's going on, buddy?
Things happen, yo. I told you it was the girl's birthday. All right? Some things matter more than sports. Well, sometimes. Only on the birthdays of these people, yeah. These girls. And it went well, man. She liked her gift, you know? She enjoyed how the water will be giving her a massage and not some bulky man, you know? I'm glad I backed out of that.
Yeah, she doesn't need a bulky man to give her a massage, man. She has you for that.
Yeah, man. What a predicament, man. Again, not buying my girl a spa package because of my insecurities. It is what it is. At least I'm honest. I'm not saying she can't ever go down that route. I'm just saying that I'm not going to get her that package, okay? She can buy it herself. Yeah. I'm not going to do it for her, okay? But Mother Nature and water can do it for you, okay? Would you ever do one of those float tank thingies, laying in a bed of water in the dark to, I don't know, zone in, hone in, relax?
100%, man. I picture it kind of as like a hot tub with a little extra oomph to it, man. And I'm a big hot tub guy, so I'd do it, man, for sure.
A big hot tub guy. Speaking of which, actually, I have no segue, okay? I have no segue from talking about a hot tub to talking about this right here, but... Hey, man, there's so much to talk about. There's so much to talk about, but I want to start off with our favorite sport, the NBA, okay? The NBA matters to Trevor and Kyle. And I want to know, Trevor, where is Kevin Durant going?
He's going to the Raptors, man. Don't you know?
That's what I heard, too. I heard he's going to the Raptors. I heard he's going to the Six, right? Toronto.
Yeah.
My favorite place, right?
He wants to be the next. Well, your favorite place? What?
I pressed the boo button, okay? Fuck Toronto.
Oh, okay. The Boo Birds like when I hear about Toronto. Hey, shout out to Toronto being named the most annoying fan base again in Jay Fresh's recent survey.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well-deserved, Toronto. Well-deserved. We're proud of you.
I did see that. I did see how Toronto and the Maple Leafs fans are the most annoying fan base in the entire NHL. I wonder where the Raptors fans are in that category within the NBA fan base. Not sure because I'm not the biggest NBA fan yet. But again, I'm trying to be the biggest NBA fan now. And again, Trevor thinks that Kevin Durant is going to Toronto. I think that he's actually going to stay with the Brooklyn Nets.
Wow. That's what I think. Are you a Brooklyn Nets fan again or what?
No, not because of that. Okay. You know why I think it's going to happen? It's because I believe that's what he deserves. Straight up. You just signed an extension last year. You made the team go through so many changes, and now you're going to ask for a trade? Why do they have to trade him? They don't have to. And for a guy that cares so much about his legacy and cares so much about what people say about him, well, what are you going to do if they don't trade you? You're not going to play? What's that going to say about your legacy? And how you are
Kevin
as a teammate?
Durant gives a shit, to be honest. Well, I think he's got to give a shit.
I think he's got to give a shit. And let's say he does get traded, right? Let's say Kevin Durant does get traded. If that quote-unquote fails, right? Whatever team he's on, let's say they don't do well. You want to talk about a tarnished legacy for a guy that has two championships? It's going to happen to him. He's going to be one of the most polarizing athletes of all time and probably one of the most polarizing elite players of all time. We're arguably talking about big-time NBA fan here. The second-best scorer of all time? Playing basketball, scoring buckets? He'd be the second best in that category, yet he'd be the most polarizing because, again, of all the drama. Of all the drama. Now, I get it. Player empowerment? I'm all up for player empowerment. Why do we watch these games? Why do these sports make all these monies? All these monies. All these monies. Look, I can't even speak English, okay? Why do they make all this money? Because of the players. I get it. They deserve a lot. But this right here, it seems like way too much. Way too much. Again, for a guy that had so much control over the scenario in Brooklyn, for him to just be like, yo, you know what? Never mind. That's kind of fucked up. That is really fucked up. Really, not even just unloyal. Just not. It's gross. It's mean. It's mean. A lot of the future was given up for you to do your thing. And just because it didn't work or hasn't been working, you're going to give up. And here's another reason why I think he may stay in Brooklyn. Because I think Kyrie may stay in Brooklyn too. And I think they can run it back.
Really?
I think they can run it back. If, let's say, nothing happens, they're still a good team. And look at what happened with the Green Bay Packers. And Aaron Rodgers, a couple years ago, okay? Now, I'm not going to say the same scenario, but kind of, sort of, not really, okay? He played his card, supposedly, and nothing happened. And what happened? He came back and won an MVP. So I don't think it's completely over for the Brooklyn Nets and Kevin Durant. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's going. Like, if he wants to go, he's going to go. I could see him sitting out. I don't know. And, you know, if you're the Brooklyn Nets, I'm not less optimistic than you. I think, you know, based on how bad they were in the playoffs this year, I know that they had, like, a lot of injuries. Guys were missing a lot of time, didn't really have time to develop that chemistry. But I just sense there being something rotten in that locker room. And even good old Canadian boy Steve Nash doesn't seem to be able to fix it there. If I'm the Brooklyn Nets, yeah, you could probably get an absolute haul for Kevin Durant. It's the same situation that the Canucks are with JT Miller. Like, they're a better team right now to keep him. But if you trade him, you're probably going to get a haul of assets that will help you in the future. I mean, if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, I think that's probably the smartest move to make is if you get a blockbuster deal, you get a bunch of assets, trade the guy. He doesn't want to be there. Kyrie doesn't want to be there. The team is already falling apart, man. So,
okay.
I don't know, man. I think you put your Vancouver Canucks curse on the Brooklyn Nets when you decided to be a Brooklyn Nets fan, Kyle. Just saying.
Maybe. But, okay, why do they have to trade him, though? Like, why don't they just, again, play the card of not listening to him, okay? You don't make the fucking rules. We're the
why
Brooklyn Nets. You're
a
player.
No.
Let's say they just play that card. And let's say he doesn't want to be there. Let's say he doesn't play, blah, 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 and another year goes by. I don't think his trade value goes down much further. I don't think it does. I don't think it does. In fact, it may go up because he rested a year. And we just saw what happened with Zion Williamson. This guy didn't play a whole year, and he got the Supermax. I think he got paid $230 million, okay? Star power is something else in the NBA, and I don't think it's the worst card in the world if, again, the Brooklyn Nets don't trade Kevin Durant. I don't. I really don't. And I could see them being super stubborn with the ask and it ultimately leading to him still being a Brooklyn Net at the start of the season. Wow, man. Look at us. NBA talk, yo. We're making it, man. We're making it, yo. Straight up, yo. Straight up. Okay, let's transition to the NHL. And let's keep it local, right? Because the West Coast to Best Coast. And you could say one of the best players in the NHL is on the trade block, and he's from Vancouver. Well, plays on the Canucks. From America, though, JT Miller. I'm hearing rumors that New York is still really, really interested, and that other team in New York, New Jersey, is really interested, too. And I'm hearing that the haul could be actually bigger than I thought, and it kind of does make sense because you still get JT Miller at one more year at, what, just under $6 million? And that's huge. That's huge. Where do you think JT Miller is going now?
I mean, a team that really makes a lot of sense to me is the Carolina Hurricanes, to be honest. I mean, if you're the Vancouver Canucks, what you want to do with the Miller trade is, A, ideally get another center in return who can at least play top nine, but hopefully has more potential than that. And you want a right shot defenseman who project to be a top-pairing guy or at least a top four guy at worst. And I think there's a package out there right now. It's obviously rumor. It's all hearsay. But it'll be JT Miller for Martin Nechas. Who had a down year in Carolina, but still put up 40 points. 23 years old, RFA. Scott Morrow, legit right shot blue line prospect who had a big year in NCAA hockey, and a first round pick. Like, that's the kind of package that would make a lot of sense for JT Miller. And if you're Carolina, I think one of the biggest things working against the Carolina Hurricanes, they're obviously one of the best teams in the league, but they still lack some legit star power. With no offense to Aho and Svechnikov, but I think Carolina could really use another big star there, and JT Miller Carolina is a team that makes a lot of sense in a deal like this, and that kind of return would be pretty good for the Canucks.
I wonder if Carolina holds off on being super interested in JT Miller just because of what Rob Brindamore said last season, at the end of last season, when he was kind of somewhat, sort of, maybe complaining about goal scoring. And again, JT Miller can score goals, but is he your prototypical goal scorer? Don't you think they'd much rather save some of those assets for one of those guys, a guy who's going to get you 40 for sure?
I don't know about that, because I think you have two guys in Aho and Svechnikov who can really bury the puck. And then you have one playmaker in Tivo Teravainen. But I don't know. I see JT being a really, really good fit for the Carolina Hurricanes. But like I said, there's probably another 29, 30 teams across the NHL who would also really love to have JT Miller where he fit in nicely. So I'm still not convinced that the Canucks actually trade him, though, to be honest. I think it's sexy to talk about trade talk in this market. Obviously, with Brock Best re-signing, people are leaning more and more towards Miller being traded. Obviously, the deal scared you, but, I mean, Patrick Alvin, even earlier this week, was saying all the, I don't know if I want to call it the right things, but he's talking about trying to re-sign JT Miller and trying to make it work. I think that scares you as a Canucks fan a little bit, but I just don't think it's a foregone conclusion that the Canucks are trading JT Miller.
Yeah, I think based on what I've seen this week on Twitter, I'm more on the boat that he is going to get traded. And if you asked me about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was saying the same things I was just saying earlier about Kevin Durant and how I think he's going to stay at a Brooklyn Net. And I thought that, you know, JT Miller would stay a Vancouver Canuck. But again, just based on some of these tweets that I've seen, I think it's picking up. I think it's picking up. And we just saw what happened with Brock Besser. And maybe, just maybe, a JT Miller trade does work out for the best for the Canucks, because Alvin and Rutherford are going to do what Jim Benning could not do, and that's win a trade. And this team really needs to win a trade, especially a big one like that. And I think it's going to happen, and it's kind of getting me more excited, and hence why I'm optimistic that a trade is actually going to happen.
Yeah, I would put the odds of Miller being traded around like 55-60%, but I think if you ask most of, you know, the insiders and Twitter, it's probably like 80-90% that he gets traded. But, I mean, we'll see what happens. I really think that, you know, his value wasn't going to be any higher than what the trade deadline. I don't think it's any that much lower at the draft, but you go into next season and he's still about to be unrestricted free agent. Like, his value is going to drop. I think this is the time to trade him if you're going to do it. So, I don't know, man. Let's see some fucking chaos, man. Let's go.
Let's see some fucking chaos. A lot of things happening in the world of sports. Last question for you, Trevor. How was your weekend? Is everyone healthy in your family? Have y'all been drinking water? Straight up, yo. Lay off the meatloaf, dude. Eat some fruit.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was meatloaf in the fridge earlier, man. It was a good time. But, no, it was a bit of a rough weekend, man. Canada Day, we actually spent the day enjoying Canada's free healthcare. We ended up taking Everly to the hospital.
Oh, shit.
Ended up all being okay. But, a bit of a scary day Friday. She got her first ambulance ride. Fun time. Just hanging in there, man. Just hanging in there.
Well, sorry to hear, man. I'm sending good wishes towards your family, and yeah, man, healing energy. I think that's what I'm sending you, actually. And damn, that kind of just slowed me down, dude. I'm sorry, bro.
You know what, man? It was a high fever and constipation.
Oh.
The doctor at the hospital called it Pandora's box.
Pandora's box. Wow. But she's okay now? She's chilling?
Yeah. She's had a few good poop fevers going. She's living life again.
Man. Pooping's important, man. Straight up, man. If you can get a lot done when you're taking a shit, dude. If you're in a good place in life, I think you look forward to your shits. Straight up, man.
Oh, yeah. If you know it's going to be a good shit, like, you know what? Never take a good shit for granted, okay?
Never.
Nice, like, 8, 9, 10 out of 10 shit. Don't take it for granted, you know? Some people don't always have nice poop.
Yeah, exactly, man. Okay, so I guess that's it. Dude, I don't know how to bounce off from that, you know? I think we got to end it on that note, because that's where the conversation should be. End it at sending good wishes to your family. Real talk. Enjoy your day, man.
Hey, enjoy your day. Enjoy the week, buddy. We'll talk later, man. And again, I'm hoping for some chaos this week, man.
Let's see it happen. Let's see it. Peace out, bro.